Praise his name. You happy to be out tonight?
Amen.
Like an oasis in the desert.
Amen.
Let's stand together, if you will. Let's bow our heads as we open the service. Father, Lord, we're so thankful, Lord, that we felt the call in our hearts. Lord, an opportunity to be able to come and, Father, to hear you speak to us under the anointing of your Spirit. Lord, it's true that, Father, of all the books and the tapes and, Lord, different ways that we can listen to you speak to us. And, Father, read your word, but there's something special about gathering into the house you prepared us. Lord, under anointing your Spirit to speak to us. And, Lord, we thank you so much. And Lord, may we truly take advantage of every moment that you give us. Bless us now, Lord. Each and every one that's made the effort to come, may you strengthen us and encourage us, Lord, and just lead us on our journey, Father, home to be with you. Bless us now, Lord. May your will be done in everything that's said. We ask this in your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise his holy name. You may be seated. Hallelujah. I like to sing our capstone books there. Page 7, like start there, in the unclouded day. Praise his name.
Oh, they tell me of a home far beyond the sky. Oh, they tell me of a home far away. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds ride. Oh,
oh.
Hallelujah. Believe it's getting close, saints. Page 59. Amen. I'm going that way. You have that assurance. Amen.
I've heard of a land of joy and peace and wonderful life. A beautiful place of mansions fair and skies ever bright, where all who believe the Savior so dear forever shall stay. And having been saved by grace divine, I'm going that way. I'm going that way.
Hallelujah.
I'm going that way. And Jesus the Savior I adore is with me each day. I'm clinging to Him and never to stray. Yes, singing His praises all day long, I'm going that way. The glorious news I tell and sing as onward I go, that those who are still astray in sin, my Savior may know. I want them to sing His praise above some beautiful day. For glory to Him who died for me, I'm going that way.
Hallelujah.
I'm going that way. Jesus, the Savior I adore, is with me still. I'm clinging to Him and never to stray. Yes, singing His praises all day long, I'm going that way.
Yes,
and trials are past. I know I shall meet Him face to face in glory and life. And now I believe that when we meet, well done He will say. For trusting His soul redeeming grace, I'm going that way. I'm going that way. And Jesus the Savior I adore is with me each day. I'm clinging to His and never to stray. Yes, singing His praises all day long, I'm going that way.
Amen. Going that way. Hallelujah. Praise His name. Page 23. Amen. For assurance, we know everybody will be happy when we get there, saints. Amen. Just stop and think what He's got prepared for us. Amen.
There's a happy land of promise over in the great beyond, where the saved of earth shall soon His glory share, where the souls of men shall enter and live on forevermore. Everybody will be happy over there. Oh, everybody will be happy. and the Christians of all ages will join in the triumph song. Everybody will be happy over there. Oh, everybody will be happy, will be happy over there. Oh, we will shout and sing God's praises. Everybody will be happy over there. Oh, we will hear nobody weeping and no mourning, for the burdens there will be for us to bear. All the people will be singing glory, glory to the Lamb. Everybody will be happy. Oh, think about it.
Sing the chorus, I have found the way. Truly a happy song, saints, when you really found the way.
I have found the way. Oh, I have found the way.
Something on your heart for you. Amen. A need. Amen. Something. Amen. Just hold it on your heart. Brother Jim, would you like to take a request?
Lord Jesus, such a privilege again to be here. Yes. Sing and praise.
Yes.
Yes. With our brothers and sisters. And Lord, we just ask now that each hand that went up, you know the need behind each hand,
yes.
Physical or spiritual, whatever.
Thank you, Lord. You may be seated. Praise his name. Would somebody have a song on your heart or something? Amen. Praise his name. It's truly wonderful, saints. Amen. Well, let's all stand, I guess. Amen. Let's stand together. Amen. Brother Tim, sing a little chorus. Lord, I do believe. Do you believe his word? Every word, every promise. There's a lot of them, you know. Amen. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All things are possible. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Lord,
Lord, it's a wonderful opportunity that we have together here this evening. Lord, we're truly grateful within our hearts for this chance and the health and the strength to be here, Lord. And Lord, we truly thank you for the desire that's burning down on the inside of our hearts to be here. Lord, to have you speak to us through the way of your word. And Lord, to help us to press on, Lord, and to climb another rung higher, and to move on with you, Lord, that we would be exactly what you would have us be in this day. And Lord, we've just gathered here to let you have your way. Ask your blessings upon your word into our hearts. Lord, may it just help us in some way to draw closer, we pray. Bless each one that's gathered, Lord. Just help us each one, Lord, to be what you would have us be. And we ask it all in the lovely, precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Don't you love him?
Amen.
Amen. Happy to be here?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. You know, sorry you have to hear me two services in a row, but, you know, we just take God's word and just talk about it a little bit, just a little exhortation. But, you know, I don't know why, but these things came to my heart, and we've all heard these many, many times, and it's something, but, you know, God knows all things. But by God's grace, we're just going to read a few things and talk about his goodness. Amen to us. But if you would, while you're standing, turn your Bibles to Hebrews, the 13th chapter, and read a very familiar scripture. Amen. Just so good to serve a living God.
Amen.
In an age of so much uncertainty, and you can't depend on anything, but yet we've got one thing we can depend on, and that's God's word. And I pray as each day goes farther along, that will become more of our dependency. That's more of what we're leaning on than anything else. But here in Hebrews 13th chapter, and let's read that 7th and 8th verse. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. May the Lord bless you in his word, and you may be seated. A very small scripture, but, you know, I have found that to be a scripture that began to mean more to me than it ever did when things begin to get shook up and you begin to go looking for an answer from God. And when maybe things are out of cater and you don't understand why this is happening and what about this and so says this and this over here says that. But you You've got to find that place to where you know that you know. And it's to you as an individual.
Yes.
And I, you know, we realize that all the many things that I spoke here a few services ago and read Amos 3:7, we know that God will do nothing, surely do nothing unless he reveals it to his prophets. But we see that, and our pastors even mentioned the ministry. But you know, this scripture stands out. If you look in your middle reference, if you have one, when it says there, whose faith follow considering the end of their conversation, if you'd read it with the words that's in the middle reference, it says lead, outcome, and conduct. Mm-hmm. And how, when you look at the word, many signs and wonders can be done by many. Mm-hmm. But look at the conduct when it comes down to it. This word is the ultimate. And it comes back to being the most important thing there is. And I just, some quotes here the Lord laid on my heart, and I pray that they'll go together. But you know, we're living in an age where it's got to come down to an individual affair. We all gather here, and I pray to God that each and every one of us, that one day will stand on that other shore, arm in arm, worshiping and praising the Lord. But we must make certain here that I'm not leaning on my husband, I'm not leaning on my wife, I'm not leaning on mom and dad, or I'm not leaning on the pastor. Amen. But we are each one here to lean upon the word and what God has said, and to stand upon the revelation that he's given to us. And you know, I often think of Peter, when all the disciples were gathered around and Jesus was asking, "Who do you say that I am?" And how they each one begin to respond with uncertainty. Well, some say, but when it come Peter's turn, there wasn't no uncertainty to it when he said, "Thou art the Christ." And Jesus said, "Flesh and blood didn't reveal that to you." And that held in Peter. He's seen that. And that's where today many of us can quote the word. Well, some say Brother Branham was a prophet. Some say the California is going to slide into the ocean. Some say. But the word of God will bring all of this together and place it in your heart and make it with such an assurance that it is. And you know, we know that it's going to be so close in this last day, as our brother was bringing. It's coming down to that final stage. And we must beware and follow all the scriptures. But it's by grace when you can look into these scriptures and see that he's holding you in the palm of his hand. And that if we stay where he placed us, he said he would if he didn't shorten the very days, the very elect wouldn't be saved.
Amen.
But he said for their sake, he would shorten the days.
Amen.
And how that's grace to you and I when we can see these things taking place. But I'd like to read here in the message, Sign of This Time, and this was preached November 13th, 1963, paragraph 50. And he starts here at the bottom. He says, "God never does one thing this way and another way, do something else a different way. See, his first decision is perfect because he is God. And his word cannot be altered. He didn't learn more in the 6,000 years that we have of human history. He never learned more than he did back there because he is infinite to begin with. And he never changes. And his word, he chose to save man by the shed blood of an innocent one. And we've tried to educate them. We've tried to denominate them. We've tried everything in the world, a social life. And it every bit failed and will continue to fail till we come back under that blood. That's the only place that there is fellowship." And as you can see him speaking here, as he come on the scene, the Methodists, the Baptists thought they were, everybody thought they were right. Everybody had a different idea of how you should be saved. Some was being sprinkled. Some was being submersed. But God in this day said, "I'm going to bring it back. Before that last final day when I come, I'm going to send that messenger, and he's going to restore that faith the way that it originally gave it on the day of Pentecost."
Amen.
Back to the heart of a people.
Amen.
And my, how we see today, when you take the prescription that was handed down just the way God wrote it. Look how many years it's been, but that prescription did not change. Repent, be baptized, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
It's followed true ever since the word of the Lord spoken on the day of Pentecost.
Amen.
When God spoke, laid it on Peter's heart to speak those words, it's been true ever since.
Amen.
And it has not changed. And boy, you can bank your soul on that.
Amen.
That God does not change and he does not lie.
Amen.
And you go back through them scriptures and you start in Revelation, in Genesis, and come all the way up to Revelations. And you look how many times in there God speaking to a prophet told him, said, "I am the Lord thy God and I change not." Oh my, you go back and look at him. There was no change. He was steadfast. And those prophets of old, when they knew God sent them to say something, they didn't have to worry about him changing his mind and then them having to go back and change it, work backwards. It was thus saith the Lord, and they stood with boldness, and it took place just the way God said it would. And they had confidence in God. And it got down to the people realized that, and they seen it. And that's why they wanted God to speak to that prophet, because they knew what he said it would take place. But God had come down and announced himself and people in this last day, separated himself and placed a little portion in there of each one, that in this last day he would have a many-membered bride that would not fail. But she would stand there with that word in her heart, 100%, not leaning upon the prophet, you take us through, you take us through. No, but leaning upon the word that God spoke to her through a prophet's lips.
Amen.
You know, God spoke to Israel many times, but they failed. All the time they kept turning away from what he told them. But this bride's not going to do that. She is going to stand 100% upon the word that he's given her. And he says here, God never changes. When God says anything, that must forever remain. If a man come to God and God healed that man on the basis of his faith, he has got to do the next man the same way, or he acted wrong when he healed the first man. And he saved a man. If he saved a man under the blood and that only, and will let somebody get in just under education or being some theologian or something without the shed blood applied to him, he acted wrong when he required the blood for the first man. He must ever remain the same, and his purpose has always been the same, and his actions have always been the same.
Amen.
And oh my, you know, as I read these things, just bring to your mind the things that the Holy Spirit began. Back in the Old Testament, it is an abomination for a woman to wear a garment that pertains to a man. Look at the scriptures back then. Look at Paul come on the scene and speak of dressing modestly. Follow the scriptures, follow the moving of the Spirit through each man as they brought those things. And then look as Brother Branham come on the scene, how he took it right back to the Word and right back to the scriptures. And that's why we must always be careful. Just because somebody says, Brother Branham said something, it must run from Genesis to Revelations and through that prophet's message. Maybe somebody, well, I heard him say this. That's not good enough. It's got to line up 100%, because they might have heard it the way they wanted to hear it.
Amen.
But God didn't make mistakes when he put the words on printed page. Amen. For us to read in this day. And the message that was given to us. And that's where our anchor lies. This wasn't a man's message, but God was speaking to a little bride to prepare him. And we must have faith in this precious word, that this is my ultimate. This is my absolute. This is my all. This is where I've anchored all things. And nothing's going to move me from this. It don't matter who comes and tries to change it. God said. And that's where the revelation that has to be in our heart. God said. This is God's word to me as an individual. Not to someone else, but to me. And we must see it that way. This is in the Message Shalom. He's using this as a type, but this was preached January 1964. But he was talking about a symphony here. And he says, now, if you don't understand a symphony, this is page 23, paragraph 150. If you don't understand a symphony, it's a big bunch of racket to you if you don't understand it. But you've got to understand what it is. It's all done by signs and motions. But it's an act out of a drama in this sympathy. And we notice the only one that understands the symphony is the composer. And those who are interested in knowing it knows its changes and knows what takes place. The composer knows every move from the end to the beginning because he wrote it. And that's God. He knows it from the end to the beginning. Every step that from when time began till he created the heavens and the earth till we're going to stand with him in glory, he knows all things from the end to the beginning. We don't. We're here acting out a part that he give us. But he knows what's ahead of him. He knows what's going to be in my path tomorrow, the next day, whatever, wherever I'm at. If a hair is going to fall out of my head tonight, he knows it's going to fall. He knows all things. And the composer knows every move from the end to beginning and the beginning to the end. And did you know that? That's one who wrote it. He composes this. He knows every little junction. And if he knows every junction, so does the director have to do to direct it. And how are you going to twist your creed in that? One little miscue of that stick, the sign, one little miss sign at a junction would throw that whole orchestra off, throw the whole symphony out. Now you know that's true. The composer and the director have to be in the same spirit. And that's why the minister in the Word of God, God's great symphony, he's been playing since the dawn of time. The minister at the word is not to look over here and say, I believe this ought to be. You ought to make it this way. It has got to go the way the sheet music says, take it. Amen. And how true. We've experienced those things. We've seen those things happen. By God's grace, for he let those things happen, that we would see what a man's creed could do to the word of God. Amen. And how it bred confusion, and how it took away from that steadfastness of knowing where to stand. Today I believe this. Tomorrow we believe that. I don't know about today. But God's, he didn't, not the author of confusion, but he said, just, here's my word. Take it and believe it. And today it's the same. We must take it just the way it's written. No minister has any right to add anything to it. It must be pure. It may seem so harmful. Oh, I think you could do this in that situation. But what's God's word say about it for you? We must take it back to the word every time. Yes. And he says, that's the way the gospel's got to be preached, the way the word says it. You know, if you throw a creed, that it has to go the drama just exactly right. The director has to go what the composer said and beat out just exactly so there's some music. Now watch, it's all done by signs, and it's got to be the right kind of sign to give the right kind of sound. And you see the composer God who wrote the Bible, it's all together the revelation of Jesus Christ. And he knows the changes of time. And the man and the director who's directing them, the sign of the age, has to go just exactly with the Bible signs. Hallelujah, he says. And how we've seen that, saints, how God set it in order. And as long as you follow the word and keep the creeds and the dogmas out of it, that's keeping the pulpit. You watch the Holy Spirit move and the word's pure. Now we must bring it into our lives and make sure we're not holding creeds and holding to things in our personal life that's keeping me from, as a person, fulfilling what God's got for me. Make sure I'm in tune and lining up and taking what God said. Not, well, I know the word said that, but I don't want to do it that way because that would be hard on me. You know how hard that would be? But if God's word said it, we must do it. And that's where it comes down to our everyday life. Sure, it's wonderful to be able to say I understand the mysteries, but we must bring it down into our personal life, everyday living. The housewife, husbands, mothers, fathers, sons, daughters, it don't matter. This word has to be a living epistle through our hearts and through our lives, every word. And that's the point. We're here to be what he said we would be. Not I understand all mysteries and I don't love my wife. I understand all mysteries, but I don't love my husband. I don't raise my children right. I don't do this as a housewife. Maybe I don't do this as a man on the job working, trying to be fair and honest. But it must come back to every word. This Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And when you go back into those scriptures, you look when God called them disciples. Look at Zacchaeus when he saw, if I've wronged any man, I'll make it right. Mm-hmm. You look at the things that was in their heart, how their desires changed, and it was back to, they wanted it to be just right in their lives, every one of them. And even Brother Branham, you can see the examples in him. Just because a telephone rang and he didn't want to deal with it, and he said, tell him I'm not here. But watch, God corrected him and said no. But look how it precise. The Holy Spirit wants it precise. Amen. And that seems like such a small thing maybe. Well, he did go outside, but it was what the Holy Spirit wanted. He wanted it to be exact, precise in all things. Over here in the message, lean not unto thine own understanding. But we're in that time, saints, where many false, we see it happening. We see all the going on. We see many claiming to be called to minister. They're running to and fro, going here, going there. But the words come that's told us how our women should be dressed, how men should act, how our home should be conducted. We see all these things. And we see the ministers get up and all they can preach. And the word comes so good, as our brother has, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit comes, but yet the conduct that follows their life after the service is not Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that's the mistake we don't want to make in ourselves. We want to be sure that what we believe and what it does in our life, it does produce exactly the conduct of Jesus Christ in this day, the true identification of the word. But here on page 9, and lean not unto thine understanding, it's going to sound like I'm changing just a little bit here, but Jesus said now in St. John 10, my sheep know my voice, And a voice, of course, is his word when he is speaking. My sheep know my voice, and my voice has been proven through them to be true. And it's been vindicated that it is my voice. Now notice, they are not subject to following any other voice, and they won't. Amen. My sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. In other words, they will not understand a theological voice that's teaching contrary to the word.
Amen.
The sheep don't understand that no more than the eagle last night could understand that clucking of the hen. They don't understand it because he was an eagle. And that's the same thing with a genuine, born-again child of God. They understand only the things that are of God. And how often, how true it is when something's being brought that's wrong. Or when you get around somebody and they say, oh, I just don't, there is no such thing as the changing of the soul. Could not be, but there's something down in the sight that you can't understand how they can't see it.
Amen.
And that's how that eagle must have felt. But that's only God's grace. If you can find yourself in that place that you, all you hunger for is that pure word. You don't care if it's pilling your hide. You don't care if it's stepping on your toes, cleaning this up, cleaning that out. That's the reason my sheep know my voice. And oftentimes a shepherd's pretty rough with these little sheep. Breaks a leg, pulls them back, whatever it takes. Go get them out of a briar bush, whatever. But nevertheless, that little sheep will still follow him right back to the fold. It don't matter. And that's why today, God, the great shepherd, he's the composer of all things. He set forth his word. And there's a predestinated seed placed on the inside of individuals. And there's something that comes forth no matter how it hurts, how much they have to cringe or get rid of or back up. There's something on the inside that's holding them that will not let them go. And it keeps them there and it keeps them pulling. And how often you see people with questions, and they're not satisfied with what they're hearing in the ministry that's feeding them. But they've got to get out of the fact that it's the ministry. They got their eyes too focused on man, and that we've got to get back to it's the word. And that's all that matters. Follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Paul was not the person that they thought should be bringing the word in that day. He was the last one any of them would have picked to have been the minister for the time. But it was God's voice that was speaking through Paul that lined up 100% with the word that they couldn't deny. And when they seen the change in his life, they couldn't help but to say amen to it. That's the word of the Lord. It was vindicated and it was proved that it was from the Lord. And oh my, when you can see the Holy Spirit move and bring the word. And if it's cutting on something, maybe my personal opinion, there's nothing wrong with this thing. We'll just use cutting hair. It's so obvious to us that cutting hair is wrong. And we would never think of that. But let something slip in. A situation happened, and one person, well, we had to do it because. And then it was someone else, well, they really need to do this because. And they got away from the word immediately. When the word was clear cut, dry decision was already down. It's wrong for her to cut her hair. Wrong. And oh, if we could only look into the word and see it that real for everything. You know, we see the television. We won't have a television in our home. We'll use it for an example. So we don't have cable, we'll say, because most of us might have a TV screen that we use for watching a video or something. But we won't have these things. But then the internet comes along and we do accept YouTube, Facebook, all these different things that feed stuff to us that may not be appropriate. And but do we accept it? Because, well, that's not TV. I don't have TV in my home. So that's okay. It's just on a video. It's all right. But we fail to miss what God was trying to show us through the prophet.
Amen.
And therefore, we've let down the bars and we've cluttered our mind. We've cluttered things up. I'm just asking you, think about it.
Amen.
To look at the word. And the word's clear-cut decision came. God's prophet done and spoke a lot of things. And I'm just using that for one. Well, it's just deer hunting videos. There's nothing wrong with deer hunting videos if they're clean. But why is it taking our time and how much time do we dedicate? I'm just using that because that's probably something I'd watch. But we must get back and look at where God's decision was. What was it? What did the prophet say? And who said it was okay for this? Who said it was okay for this over here? But we must, in prayer, not in our own leaning. Is that first message, lean not into our own understanding, But we must lean to what God has said in this last day and begin to look and weigh our options. We accept things because, well, brother so-and-so, he was doing this, and I didn't think it was too bad, so I started doing it. And then it's the same thing as it used to be with shoes for women, you know. Oh, that sister, she got a nice, I'm getting a pair of them. And then it was the next pair. And it used to be that way in school. Kids with a certain style tennis shoe come out, then everybody had to have it. Yes. And that's the way Satan works. He plays on the human mind, but what was God's clear-cut decision on everything we do? At what point is it okay for, oh, I used to not do this, but now I do? I once cut that out because I felt it was wrong, but now I've brought it back and I'm doing it. Do we take it and weigh it that carefully with the Word? Are we looking at it that way? Or is it, well, I don't even think about it. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But what, we're to be a people that has to have the mind of Christ, a people that surrender to live and to be led by the Spirit of God. And yet we have so many things still in our lives that's taking our time, taking our, maybe to even accomplish the things we need to do on a daily basis in our life. We let things just take us away. But oh, may we go back and look. Just stop and check up. It's a question. Can somebody follow my conduct and see that because I'm following the ministry that's preaching the unadulterated word, my life is a reflection of that, and it also is bearing forth fruits of Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. He says here, he says, the sheep don't understand it anymore. Okay. No. Somebody, well, look, now you could do this. I believe it this way. I believe that the days of miracles is past. I don't believe that that's divine healing. I don't believe this. Now, a genuine born-again Christian that'll never stop in his ears. He don't understand it at all. How could a man that believes in God can read the Bible and see that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever and will ever accept such a thing as that? I don't understand it. So they do not lean to their own understanding. His sheep are not going to lean to their own understanding, but they're going to weigh everything carefully through that word. And saints, I often stop and look around us. And I stop and think oftentimes of why we left where we was. And maybe fully at the time we didn't understand all things. But as God begins to open your understanding and you begin to see the creeds and the dogmas of man and the things that wasn't Christ-like and the things that was out of cater with God's word, how that puts such a disturbance in your heart when you see other people that want to pick at this one person for something that they were wrong at. And the whole mess over here, but nothing's ever said. And they fail to see because they're narrow-minded. And they won't look at what God's word said. All they can do is pick out things that makes them look good but makes someone else look bad. But we must focus our attention and don't measure ourselves by ourselves or pick out one worst case over here. Well, that person went and done this. I'm way better. But keep our eyes upon the word and let it be our judge and our guide and make sure that each one of us as individuals is lining up with the word. You know, it's so easy to, you know, when I use YouTube and Facebook, it's so easy when a minister does that to begin to point fingers. Well, that's just his opinion. He don't like it. He's this, he's that. And it's so easy to let Satan, because Satan don't want us to look at things the way God wants us to. And I'm just using that for an example. But it can be anything, God's word as it comes. And Satan will get in there and begin to get you right. Well, the pastor don't understand my situation. He don't know what's going on over here. He don't know about this and he don't know about that. Then he may not, but if God's word come across the pulpit and you felt it touch you and you knew God was speaking to you on a certain thing, it don't matter what the pastor don't know. You better heed what the Spirit's trying to say to you. Let him that hath an ear hear what the Spirit saith to the church. And that's where each one of us are sitting here as individuals. And we must hear what God is trying to say to us. I may not be able to deal with a situation like you're dealing with a situation. I may not be able to handle it the way you're handling it. Or vice versa. But we must make sure that no matter what, that it's backed up 100% in the Word. Exactly, precise. Don't base your salvation on somebody else's salvation, what do you think they have. But make sure you have what God said was required for this last day. Amen. As he says here, this is in Modern Events Made Clear by Prophecy, preached December 6, 1965. When a man or woman has sat under creeds, cold form of religion. If he's ordained to be a son of God, he sees that word of God preached in its power. God vindicate it, and he's an eagle to begin with. He'll run to it as sure as 2 and 2 is 4. He can't help it because his very nature loves the word of God. And I don't care what anybody else says. When he sees the word of God being made manifest, he flies to it because he was a little eagle. And oh my saints, you watch someone, when that word truly strikes their heart, it don't matter what they've been taught. When they can see that word vindicated in the power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit, you watch it make a difference in that person's life. Me just telling you about it, somebody else just telling us about it, it won't make a change. But you let the Holy Spirit vindicate it to them and reveal it to them, and you watch it, they make the change in their heart. As they go on to say, Mama, how am I going to get up there? He said, just make a jump and I'll catch you. And that's the only thing you have to do, is make one jump to your feet, one jump to God, one promise. Lord Jesus, I believe you with all my heart. I believe the message of the hour, and I see it confirmed, and I know it's right. Jump to your feet. Mama will catch you. Don't worry. You're an eagle. She'll be right there to get you. And we realize that we're living in a tremendous time, a great time. But one of the truths of this Bible is believers have seen that vindicated. The very vindication of it is the evidence that God is in it. Absolutely. It's then that promised word, that God's promise is made known, that the seed bursted forth and they see it and they believe it, and others just can't see it. Somehow they'll sit and just look at it. And you know, I've preached hard enough too across this country that it shouldn't be a short-haired woman in the country. But every time I come back, there's more. What's the matter? There's something wrong. Don't make it right. It didn't make it right for everyone else to go do it. That's what I want you to see when he said that. You know, I've preached hard enough across this country, there shouldn't be a short-haired woman in this country. But every time I come back, there's more. What's the matter? There's something wrong. And you know the word says that? You say, well, that don't make any difference. But it does make a difference. God's clear-cut decision was already made. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. It must be every word exactly the way God said it and presented it in this last day. We don't have an option. We don't have a thought coming about it. We can't. Oh, maybe this, maybe that. God said he's done and laid the word down, and that's the way it has to be. What this scripture says we have to be, that's what we have to be. We don't have a choice. If we're going to be that identified bride of Jesus Christ in this day, that he will have the preeminence of and live his life fully through. Let's see here. Amen. I feel like I missed something that I was... Amen. But saints, God's got a people. He's predestinated. In this day, just like that little woman was sitting there at the well, she was waiting. And my, the word came, spoke to her, it quickened, it came alive. And nobody could change her mind. That was the Messiah. It had been revealed to her. He was here. And oh my, does this word truly mean that to me? Or is it still the things that our prophet even brought? Sometimes that's what happens to the message churches. It's not revealed to them, and it became, well, that's what he said, but I don't quite feel it has to be that way. And I'll go ahead and let this go on. I'll let that go on. I'll do this. And we don't ever truly, truly search out to see about that one thing. You know, as I was telling our brother Amos here, we was talking a while back, and I said, you know, looking at how the Voice of God Recordings was able to put the table onto a computer where you can search and find things. And make it easy. You know, I said, the ministers, before that came along, how much time they had to spend going through book after book after book trying to find that quote. Yeah, they may have known Brother Branham said it, but they had to find it. And that made it easier for the ministry today. And it was a blessing. God used technology to help that out. But on the other hand, he also did the same thing. Each one of us, I believe, sitting here has that same capability. And when we are faced with a circumstance in life, a question, there's no reason why we shouldn't be searching diligently through that. Well, you know, if you had something you was trying to find on Google, well, we'll sure spend a lot of time on Google trying to find the answer to how maybe fix my car. But how much time when there's a something questioned me in the Word, or maybe I see something that I don't know about, how much time do I spend searching through that database that the Lord made a way for to try to find my answer in there to help me make sure I make it to my heavenly home? But do we think of these things, or is it just, I'll just wait till the pastor preaches on it. I'll just wait till so-and-so tells me where it's at or I find it. But it's been made readily available.
Amen.
And more so, And there's no reason why we should not be searching and looking diligently, questioning. You know, anytime something comes up, you know, search the scriptures, search the word, look and tie it into types and shadows. Yeah, you're not going to find Facebook in the Bible. But look at the Holy Spirit and the moving of things. Look back through all things and just look at the moving of the Spirit. And there's only two spirits in control. Is it of God or is it of Satan? That doesn't mean you can't use it, but I'm just using it as an example to where am I standing? Which side am I leaning more to? You know, we'll just use a football. It's not wrong for me to pick up a football and go out there and pass a football around with the brothers if we want to. In the yard, maybe have just kind of throw it around. But what if I'm sitting on the front line stadium at one of these football games with them naked cheerleaders down in front of me and I'm just a rooting and carrying on with that old football going on in there? Look what's happened now. Look where it went. Well, we play football at home. Why can't we go watch a game? But they fail to search the scriptures and see where we should be lining up in the Word.
Amen.
And how we should focus our attention solely upon the Word.
Amen.
And it's not up to the church, you know, as I often say, it's not up to the church to govern our homes. Us husbands are the pastors and the fathers of our home. We are the pastor of our home. And it's our responsibility to make our decisions for our household.
Amen.
And we're responsible to make sure that it lines up in the Word.
Amen.
And we're responsible to be certain that my decision is the same as Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever in my home.
Amen.
That's the conduct that I'm accepting and bringing in.
Yeah.
But do we stop and look at it like that, or do we still want to keep that mentality? Well, as long as the pastor's not preaching on it, we're going to do it. As long as he don't tell me I can't do it, I'm going to keep doing it. Well, your pastor here is not going to tell you that. But I'm just here to tell you, if it's contrary to the Word of God, you know you don't have a home in glory.
Amen.
And that's what we've got to see. Just because we're following a message, going to church, that don't make us bride. But we've got to be just exactly what he said that bride would be in this day without spot and wrinkle. This is paragraph 58 in Sign of This Time. The Holy Spirit does not change the trend. Jesus said, when the Holy Ghost has come upon you, he will show you these things I've taught you, I've said to you, and he will show you things that is to come. He never changes his system, always the same. Therefore, we can have confidence in him. Amen. And this is where our confidence lies, in this, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You sisters can come to the instruments if you would. But saints, I pray it'll mean a little something to you, something to think about. But it must be Jesus Christ the same today.
Amen.
As he was yesterday and shall be forever. So many people claim to believe all the mysteries, but they won't accept this one thing. They don't want to believe this one thing, and that breaks making him the same yesterday, today, and forever. But he must be the same in all things.
Amen.
He is the Word 100%, and as he is, we must be also.
Amen.
And may it be a burning in our hearts greater to press for that mark of the high calling and to look and to weigh things. You know, just to constantly be aware more so. Is, you know, it's so easy as it was in the past. Well, as long as the church don't say nothing about it, we'll just do it. It's okay. We're allowed to do these things. But we never took the time to search and ask as if what the Holy Spirit felt about it. We went on what a church felt about it. But we're in an age now where it's not what the church says, it's what God said about it. And we're claiming to be a member of that church, the church that's going to be caught away in a moment of a twinkling of an eye. But you know, we must always remember, as you see it happening, and it's going to be so few, very few. Jesus said, no man shall pluck my sheep out of my hand. And he said, and as our brother quoted the scripture, it would be so close it would deceive the very elect, if it were possible. And it's not possible. But it would be so close, we better make sure that we're truly where we ought to be. And our minds are in tune with God's word, or we're going to think we're right when we're wrong. And we better make sure we're searching it 100%. And make sure it lines up. It's all stand if you would. I've held you long enough. Amen. But I'm happy. Amen. You know, I was thinking of those things and just, my sheep know my voice. And a stranger they won't follow. And how that burns in my heart to, you know, oftentimes the word can come and it really cuts hard. and you find your short places, and you see things that maybe you really like to do that you shouldn't be doing. But God has a way of taking it and bringing it and pulling it out, and I thank God for His mercy and His grace.
Amen.
But you know, you can also become, because of the word coming, don't ever get to the place that you feel like, oh, I don't know. But stay free in the Spirit.
Amen.
Be happy, joyous. It don't matter, you may come in and the word really cut you. But be happy and with joy receive that
Amen.
Word. And let it go down in there and take a hold in the good ground in our hearts.
Amen.
And bring forth fruit. Amen.
Amen.
Whole fruit, 100%. What God would have us be. Amen. Anybody got a course on your heart? Amen. You know, sometimes courses are hard to come by with certain messages. But amen, you know, I truly love the Lord. He's been so good to me. Amen. Let's just sing that little chorus. I've got so much to thank Him for.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I've got so much to thank Him for. So much to praise Him for. For He has been.
Timothy is saying, the scripture is saying also, to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Because it's going to be so close.
Amen.
So close it deceives the very elect. That's something we ought to all make sure. We search that word before
Amen.
We do anything.
Amen.
Before we make any decision. Lord, is this scripture? Is this according to thy will? Mm-hmm. Is this what you want in my life? And that's the point we ought to all come to.
Amen.
Don't make a move without God's word being the leadership of our life.
Amen.
Oh my. And saints, it is. It's all about every move we make being the word. That's why the scripture says, they that are the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
You see, that's what God's word will do to a son of God. It'll lead them, guide them, let them make the right decision. Amen. Oh Lord.
Amen.
Help every one of us, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Glory. Don't you appreciate Him?
Amen.
So thankful for His precious word. Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, again we thank You so much for this precious word we've been able to hear this evening.
Yes,
Lord, help us to see the greatness of every word.
Amen.
And not be distracted by these cares of life that our brother was even speaking about. Of all these things the world has to offer, and how we can see it's happening everywhere. People's minds becoming so focused on the cares of life seems to be the most important thing there is. The most important decisions they make would be whatever a care of life is, whatever something they can gain, or whatever would make it easy for flesh. And how truly, Lord, it's an age of people looking for entertainment, things that they can do, and places to go, and things to see. And Lord, it's okay to do those things, but yet it's just like our brother was talking about. Even that, Lord, becomes an idol to us sometimes. But Lord, we think more of that than what is the will of the Lord for me today. And Lord Jesus, may we come under the power of none of these things, but be completely under the leadership of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That's the time we're in, Lord. Lord, where you have taken a people's minds over. They have the mind of Christ. Their lives is led, as we said, with the Holy Spirit. Everything, Lord, done pleasing in thy sight. So, Father, help us to make every decision according to the will of God, and truly not lean upon our own understanding, but lean upon the Word of God. So bless us now. Thank you again for the Word. Father, again, just let it find a good ground in our heart. Every one of us, Lord. Help us now. And Lord, we ask that you just bring us back the next appointed time if you should tarry. Because, Lord, we know it's narrowing down to the last few moments in time. So we ask now that you just lead us, guide us, bring us back, Lord, if it be your will, to again listen to your word and be conformed to the image of your Son. Grant it now, Father, in your precious name, our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise his name. Well, I've got so much to thank.